بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. Okay, today this is our 31st session, and we will be trying to complete lesson number 17 today from book Medina, book 2. Inshallah, we're going to try to complete lesson 17 today and go on to lesson 18. We have a few exercises remaining from 17. Before we do them, we'd just like to quickly review. I'd like to quickly review some of the matters that we were working with last week in lesson 17 before we do the remaining exercises from this lesson. First thing, in the key to lesson 17 on page 57 and 58, Walaikum Salaam, we have a number of points that we just want to mention. In this lesson, we learn how to say in Arabic, I want to go. The Arabic for this is Uridu an adhaba. And what we want to note here, I want to go. To go is with the particle an, and the mudari verb adhabu becomes mansub because of an. So you say uridu. We're on page 57 in the English key. In the English key in the back of the book, the English key on page 57. I'm just going to quickly summarize what we covered in this lesson. What I want you to pay attention to is you have two verbs here, uridu, and then the verb that is translated as to go is the verb from dhahaba yadhhabu ana adhhabu. But the verb adhhabu, because of n preceding it, n is harf nasb, it makes the mudari verb mansub. So you say uridu an adhhaba. It literally means I want that I go. Note that adhaba is mansub, that it has fatha ending, and this is caused by the preceding particle n. And here are some more examples. Aturidu an ta'kula. Do you want to eat? Mada turidu an tashraba. What do you want to drink? And you notice that tashraba is mansub because of it's preceded by n, the particle harf and nasb. Nuridu an najlisa. Najlisa mansub amamaka. We want to sit in front of you. Turidu Zainabu. Zainab wants an tatbukha. From tatbukhu becomes an tatbukha al-lahma. Zainab wants to cook meat. Yuridu at-tabibu an yarji'a. An yarji'a ila baladihi. The doctor wants to return to his country. So this is the harf and nasb, yani the particle n, which makes the mudari verb mansub. After this, we had lam al-ta'lil. How to say in Arabic, I study Arabic to understand the Quran. Yani in order to understand the Quran. The Arabic for this is adrusu, should be al-lugata al-arabiyata. I study the Arabic language. Li, here this lam is lam al-ta'lil. لأفهم القرآن, in order to understand the Quran. لي, the لي here is لام التعليل. Note that the مضاري أفهم is منسوب, that it has فتحة ending, and that is because of the preceding لام. This لام is called لام التعليل. Here are some more examples. ذهبت إلى الحمام لي أغسل وجهي. I went to the bathroom to wash my face. فَتَحْتُ النَّافِذَةَ. I opened the window. لِيَخْرُجَ. لِيَخْرُجَ. لِي is لام التعليل. It makes the mudari verb mansub. لِيَخْرُجَ الذباب. خَلَقَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِنَعْبُدَهُ. لِنَعْبُدُهُ. Originally it's نَعْبُدُ. It becomes نَعْبُدَ because of لام التعليل. Allah has created us so that we may worship Him. Huh? لِأَذْهَبَ. I don't see لِأَذْهَبَ here. الذباب means flies. Flies. Okay, I just want to make a note here, quick note. Okay, just, it's not mentioned here, but I just want to clarify a point here. In this second point, the lam al-ta'lil is originally, and this is what is understood here, followed by n. The n, the harf n, harf al-nasb. that we just saw in the first point, okay? So originally the meaning of this sentence should be أدرس اللغة العربية لي أن أفهم. Why is أفهم منصوب? It's really منصوب because of the N that is hidden. It's not written and it's not pronounced here, but it's understood. Okay, لي أن أفهم. So it's really N that is hidden that is making the فعل مضارع منصوب. The same N that we just saw in point number one. But it's not written. With لام التعليل, the N is not written. It's not pronounced, but it's understood. Because لام التعليل is really حرف جار. And the حرف جار doesn't enter directly upon a verb. So really it's understood that it's not really the حرف جار, it's really the N that's hidden, that's not pronounced or written here. لي أن أفهم. Okay, so I just wanted to clarify that. Because it's not mentioned here, but in later lessons, maybe in book 3 or something, it may come. But I just wanted to mention in case somebody becomes confused about it. Lam is really harf ja. It's harf ja. Okay, so it's really li en afhama. But the N is hidden here, it's not pronounced. Okay, okay. Point number 4 says, point number 3 is yumkinu, it is possible. This is a verb, the past tense of it is amkana, the mudari verb is yumkinu. Okay, it means yumkinu, it is possible. The verb means to be possible. Amkana, it is possible. Now sometimes the translation may be a little different, but this is the literal meaning of to be possible. Something is possible. So for example, they have here ayumkinuni. Okay, you have the verb yumkin, yumkinu, and then you have nun al-wiqaya, and then you have ya al-mutakallam. Yumkinuni. Is it possible for me an ajlisa? To sit huna, here. They translated it as, may I sit here. Literally it means, is it possible for me that I sit here? Okay, so the verb yumkinu means to be possible. Na'am yumkinuka. Yes, it is possible for you, and tajlisa, that you may sit here. Or, la yumkinuhu. It is not possible for him, an yakhruja al-ana. For him to go out. He cannot go out now. It's not possible, literally. It's not possible that he go out. And يَخْرُجَ. Point number 4 is منذ is a preposition meaning since. Like مَا رَأَيْتُهُ. I did not see him or I have not seen him. منذ يَوْمِ السَّبْتِ. Since the day of Sabt, Saturday. I have not seen him since Saturday. So منذ, it is a preposition and the word that comes after it is majrur. The other example he gave is Bilalun Ghaibun Mundhu Usbu'in. Bilal is absent since 1 week. Okay, point number 5. Yani Mundhu is a preposition. Okay, sometimes it's used as a dharf, but we won't see it here as a dharf. Here it's used as a preposition. So the word that comes after it, the noun that comes after it, is going to be majrur. Point number 5. If the fa'il is feminine, the verb should also be feminine. Should also be feminine. Like دخل محمدون. The fa'il is Muhammad is masculine, so the verb is masculine. دخلت آمنة. The fa'il is آمنة is feminine, so the verb is feminine. Okay, so if the fa'il is feminine, the verb should also be feminine. Likewise, we have in the مضاري يدرس إبراهيم اللغة الألمانية. Ibrahim is the fa'il, is masculine, so يدرس is masculine. تدرس مريم اللغة الفرنسية. Maryam is feminine, so the verb is feminine. تدرسو. يعني هي تدرسو. However, now we are saying, okay, that's the normal rule, that if the verb is, if the fa'il is masculine, the verb is masculine. If the fa'il is feminine, the verb is feminine. If the fa'il is feminine of human beings or animals, the verb should be feminine, meaning it must be feminine. But if it is not so, يعني if the fa'il is feminine, but it's not the female of humans or animals, a human female or a female animal, if it's not a female but it's something that's feminine in Arabic language, doesn't have to be, the verb does not have to be feminine, does not have to be. Okay, so if the fa'il is the female of human beings or animals, the verb should be feminine, definitely. But if it is not so, if it's not a female human or a female animal, the verb may be feminine or it may be masculine. For example, خرجت البقرة. البقرة is a female of an animal. It's a female though. It's not just something feminine, it's a female. So the verb has to be feminine. But خرجت As-sayaratu. As-sayara is feminine, but it's not a female. So the verb can be feminine, kharajat, or it can be masculine, kharaja as-sayaratu. Either way.
So it's like for object, or
an inanimate thing.
Right, that's not a female.
That's feminine in Arabic, but it's not a female of an animal or a human. Then the verb can be feminine to match it, or it can be masculine. Okay. Either way is permissible.
So you say like kharaja al-baqaratu min
Not kharaja al-baqaratu. Baqara is a female. It has right. to be feminine. Kharajat. Because it's a female. But if it's feminine, not the female. There's a difference between feminine and female, right?
Right.
We're talking about a female human being or female animal. An animal that's female.
Right.
That's different from inanimate things that are feminine.
Okay.
Inanimate things. Like a tree is feminine. A
right.
car is feminine.
Right.
And so on. Things that are feminine. As-sama is feminine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a female, though.
Right.
Okay? So in that case, the verb can be masculine or feminine.
Okay.
If it's feminine but not female. But if it's female, it has to be feminine. Okay, the last 2 points. There are point number 6. Samaha lahu bil khuruji. Samaha means to permit or to allow. Samaha lahu. He permitted or he allowed him. Samaha lahu. He gave permission for him. Bil khuruji. For exiting or leaving. To leave. Okay? Ismah li. This is a person's action request. Permit me. Permit for me. Bil khuruji. For sitting. Bil khuruji. Huna. Permit me to sit here. I'm sorry. Bil julus. Huna. Permit me to sit here. La asmahu laka. I do not allow. I do not permit for you. Laka bidukhuli. To enter. Okay? Notice that with the verb samaha, yasmahu, you have the preposition li. Li, laka, lahu. And you also have the preposition ba. Bil khuruji, bil julusi, bil dukhuli. Okay, so this is a formula or structure, a sentence structure or phrase, yani structure that you have to pay attention to. You have li, laka, lahu, laha, and so on. And you have bi, bil khuruji, bil julusi, bil dukhuli. So pay attention to the structure of the use of this verb, samaha, yasmahu. And finally, we have the verb arju, arju, yani from raja, yarju, which means I hope. But you can be translated as I request. If you say, arju minka, I hope from you something. It means I request from you. But literally means I hope, from raja.
Now, this
is
used like two.
No, it's no way to translate it. I mean, I don't know if you can translate it actually. It's just you have to use it. Yani, that I am giving permission for you. Yani, you in translation you're saying two. Yes, to enter, to sit, or to leave. In translation, yes. I guess you can say that. Yeah, in translation you can say two.
Because generally, be in other things like billah, to Allah, like.
No, B has so many meanings.
Yeah,
it's purpose has a lot of meanings.
Okay, okay,
lot of meanings.
Okay, okay, okay.
But here in this structure, use it with this verb,
yeah.
You have to use it with the thing that you are asking for permission for. You have to use B with that, okay?
Yeah, okay?
All right, this is just a quick review of the points that we covered last week in the class. And we did some of the exercises. Actually, we did most of the exercises. Okay, we read the dialogue, and we did the exercises. And completing exercise number 6. We completed up to 6. So we're going to continue from 7 until the end. And in the homework assignment, I asked you to write out the exercise that we did in class and to do the rest of the exercises, especially exercise number, I don't know, I think I said 7 and 9 or something like that. Yeah, it was 7 and 9. Because 7 and 9 are exercises that we actually have to write out the answers, or we have to do the answers. So I especially wanted you to do 7 and 9. So that the rest of them we can just complete quickly. Alright, so we're going to start with exercise number 7. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية. Answer the following questions. مستعملا, using N. Using N, okay? Alright, so the first question. أين تريد أن تذهب? We're on page 122. I'm sorry. We're on page 122, lesson number 17, exercise number 7, in the Arabic text of the book. Lesson number 17, exercise number 7, on page 122. Okay, exercise number 7, the first question. Aina turidu an tadhhaba fi utlati al-sayfi. What does it mean? Aina turidu an tadhhaba?
Where do you want to go in your summer vacation?
Now, where do you want to go in or during the summer vacation? You want to take the first one, Abdul Karim?
Yeah.
Now.
Uridu an adhaba fi New York.
طيب أريد أن أذهب جيد أريد أن أذهب إلى نيويورك طيب it's better though if you can read make the answer complete with from the answer أريد أن أذهب في عطلة الصيف إلى نيويورك or wherever you want to go no problem number two
إلى
في عطلة الصيف during the summer vacation إلى نيويورك second question لما تريد أن تدرس اللغة العربية لما means what لماذا لما تريد أن تدرس وعليكم السلام اللغة العربية what does it mean Saudi what does it mean
Why
do you want to study the Arabic language? Do you have an answer for this?
Yeah.
Okay, give us the answer, Salahuddin.
أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية لأفهم القرآن.
نعم. أريد أن أدرس اللغة العربية لأفهم. يعني لأن أفهم. لأفهم القرآن. القرآن. Why is القرآن منصوب بفتحة؟
أن.
لأفهم. القرآن. Why is القرآن من ها؟ القرآن is منصوب because it's the مفعول به. The مفعول به of أفهم. لي أفهم القرآن. طيب. Next page 123. Top of the page. Sentence number 3. عبد الحق, you want this one? Okay, I'll read the question. You give me the answer. مع من تريد أن تلعب مع من تريد أن تلعب What does it mean? Who do you want to play with? نعم
أن تريد أن تلعب لك
مع شيخنا مع شيخنا طيب let's go back again though look at it carefully ما من تريد whom do you want to play with now you're going to answer from first person I want to play with so and so so you the question is من تريد but the answer is أنا أريد أنا أريد نعم أنا أريد أن تلعب I want that you play I want to play أنا أريد أن ألعب أنا نعم أنا أريد ألعب أن ألعب with N أن ألعب مع شيخنا طيب number four ها وشيخنا that's his name طيب are you going to take the next one You take the next one?
I don't understand
nothing. Okay, come on. Okay, no, listen. Try to follow. Number four.
What did you say? I understand, but I don't understand writing in the book.
Okay, no problem. Just try to, you know, get some benefit from it. Number four. من أي إذاعة تريد أن تسمع الأخبار؟ من أي إذاعة تريد أن تسمع الأخبار؟ Now, what does it mean? Yeah, from which إذاعة, from which station, like radio station or television station, from which station? تريد أنت تريد أن تسمع الأخبار. Do you want to listen to the news? From which station do you want to listen to the news? طيب من إذاعة القرآن جيد أحسن إذاعة في العالم that is the best station in the world ما شاء الله أنا أريد أن أسمع الأخبار من إذاعة القرآن من إذاعة القرآن الكريم نعم number five coming back to you عبد الكريم ماذا تريد أن تشرب يا أخي ماذا تريد أن تشرب أن تشرب يا أخي
What do you want to drink, my brother?
أريد أن أشرب الشاي I want to drink what?
Tea
طيب number 6 صلاح الدين لما تريد أن تذهب إلى الطبيب لما تريد أن تذهب إلى الطبيب what does it mean
why do you want to go to the doctor
نعم answer
أريد أن أذهب إلى الطبيب للعلاج
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 نعم أريد أن أذهب إلى الطبيب للعلاج What is للعلاج
for healing
for treatment number 7 عبد الحق number 7 ماذا تريد أن تأكل في العشاء ماذا تريد أن تأكل في العشاء what does that mean
what
نعم yeah what's العشاء not عشاء 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 is night right the time of the night prayer عشاء is the food that you eat at night
dinner
now what do you want to eat for dinner now اللحم الرز الدجاجة طيب all of that right أريد أن أأكل في العشاء اللحم والرز نعم والدجاجة and things like that بطاطس and other stuff نعم طيب number 8 ماذا نسيت ماذا نسيت what is this meaning ماذا what ما and ماذا ماذا what did you forget ماذا نسيت نعم yeah نعم أنا نسيت جيد الواجبات أنا نسيت الواجبات what else can we say there أنا نسيت
أنا نسيت أن أقرأ القرآن
أنا نسيت مالي I forget my money نسيت قلمي نسيت حقيبتي نسيت كتابي نسيت اسمي That means something wrong up here, right? I forgot my name. طيب number 8 التمرين الثامن التمرين الثامن اقرأ الأمثلة الآتية لي لام التعليل Read the following examples for the examples for what? لام التعليل Remember لام التعليل is حرف جر but it's followed by N and نصب the end that makes something mansub. Even though it's not written and not pronounced, we know that it's end there, and that end makes the mudari verb mansub. Lam al-ta'lil. The reason why. Explanation of the reason why. Explanation of why I'm doing something. Okay, let's read the following examples and translate them. Okay, who read last? Ibrahim. Ibrahim, read the first one. Oh, he read the last one? Okay, Abdul Karim, read the first one. Yeah, he did ma ba nasitu. Now, go ahead, Abdul Karim.
ندرسوا لغة العربية لنفهم القرآن الكريم والحديث نبوية شريفة.
طيب ندرس اللغة العربية لنفهم القرآن الكريم والحديث النبوي الشريف. What does it mean? ندرس اللغة العربية.
Okay, one word again, but I can't even answer that word. الشريف. What is الشريف?
Okay, we'll come to it. Let's go to it from the beginning though. What does it mean of ندرس اللغة العربية?
We
are studying the Arabic language, or we do study the Arabic language, لِنَفْحَمَ الْقُرْآنَ
الْكَرِيمَةِ.
To understand the noble Quran, نعم.
And the hadith of Nabawiyyah.
وَالْحَدِيثَ النَّبَوِيَّةَ الشَّرِيفَةَ. الشريف means noble.
Noble, okay, the noble.
Honorable, noble, نعم.
Of the prophet.
And the noble prophetic hadith. الحديث النبوية الشريفة. النبوية means prophetic. يعني something related to the prophet.
Prophetic.
Prophet. Related to prophet. The hadith of the prophet.
Okay.
The noble hadith of the prophet. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now, number two.
قام المدرس ليكتب على
السبورة. نعم. قام المدرس ليكتب لي لام التعليل ليكتب على السبورة. What is the meaning?
The teacher stood up to write on the board.
Number three, Abdul Haq.
خرجت من الفصل. لأشرب الماء.
خرجت من الفصل. لأشرب لام التعليل لأشرب for the purpose of drinking الماء. What does it mean? I went out of the class in order to drink some water. Number four, شيخنا.
سيارة.
ذهب أبي إلى جدة. Why is it جدة with فتحة. نعم, because it's مجرور because of حرف جائلة, but it's ممنوع من الصرف. So it's مجرور. The sign of this مجرور is فتحة because it's ممنوع من الصرف. ذهب أبي إلى جدة ليشتري سيارة. Meaning ليشتري سيارة. What does that mean? From اشترى يشتري. What does it mean?
To buy.
ليشتري, in order to buy, for the purpose of buying سيارة. A car. Number five. That's a fatta. خلقنا الله تعالى لنعبده. That's خلقنا. He created us. خلقنا الله تعالى لنعبده. What does it mean?
Allah,
the Most High, created us to, for the purpose of worshipping Him. لِنَعْبُدَهُ. Number 6, Abdul Karim. دَخَلْتُ.
I mean, دَخَلْتُ الْحَمَامَ حَمَامَ لِأَقْضِ سِيلَ وَجْحِي.
نعم. دَخَلْتُ الْحَمَّامَ لِأَغْسِلَ وَجْهِي. What does it mean?
I entered the bathroom.
لِأَغْسِلَ, to wash. يعني for the purpose of washing وَجْهِي, my face. نعم. Number 7. صلاح الدين.
ذهبت إلى المكتبة
لأخذ البرقية
التي جاءتي
من أبي. Read it one more time. ذهبت إلى مكتبة البريد. It's not مكتبتي, it's مكتبي.
Sorry.
No problem.
ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد لأخذ البرقية التي جاءتني من أبي.
نعم. Okay. ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد. What is the meaning here? ذهبت إلى مكتب البريد.
I went to the post office.
نعم. مكتب البريد, the post office. لأخذ, from أخذ يأخذ. لأخذ, to take, البرقية. What is برقية? Telegram. Telegram. التي جاءتني من أبي. التي جاءتني من أبي. What does that mean? نعم. The telegram which came to me. جاءت. جاءت. برقية is feminine. جاءت. جاء. جاءتني. Came to me من أبي. From my father. Number 8. Abdul Haq. النافذة. مفعول به منصوب.
الهواء.
الهواء.
الهواء. فدخل الباب.
نعم. فتحت النافذة. مفعول به منصوب. علامة نصبه فتحة. ليدخل. لي لام التعليل. يدخل مضارع, فعل مضارع منصوب. ليدخل الهواء. وعز الهواء مرفوع بالضمة. الهواء استخبر. ليدخل الهواء. Is it مفعول به؟ No, it does change. Al-hawa can change, naam. Is not the maful bi? Is it the mubtada or the khabar? This is not a jumla ismiya, first of all. Can't be the mubtada or khabar. Okay, what? If it's not the object of the verb, then maybe it's the subject. The file. What is going out? I mean, what is entering? Liyadkhula. What is entering? The air is entering. It's the file. The file is marfoon. ليدخل الهواء. I open the window so that the air may come in, so the air may enter. فدخل الذباب. Then what happened? Instead the flies came in. Along with the air. We didn't mean for the flies, but that's what happens when you open the windows, right? The flies out, they're coming in too. طيب, yeah. Number 9.
Yeah.
Sheikhana.
Yeah, Hamza.
Yeah, Hamza. No. أذهب الآن.
أذهب الآن إلى السوق لأشتري
دفاتر
وأقلام
نعم.
لي ولك أنت.
طيب يا حمزة أذهب أنا. أنا أذهب الآن. What does this mean? I'm going now. Oh حمزة أذهب الآن إلى السوق. I'm going now إلى السوق لأشتري. For what?
To buy.
لام التعليل لأشتري makes the مضارع verb منصوب, right? لأشتري. The origin of this verb is اشترى يشتري. أنا أشتري. But here is أشتري. Why? Because لام التعليل لأشتري دفاترة وأقلاما لي ولك ولسعادة. I'm buying what? Notebooks
and pens
for me, for you, and for Suad. طيب التمرين التاسع, the ninth exercise. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا لام التعليل. Previous exercise was just reading and analyzation. Now we got to give some answers using لام التعليل, just like it was used in the previous exercise. لام التعليل, it makes the مضارع verb منصوب. فتة. Alright. أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية مستعملا لام التعليل. Answer the following questions using لام التعليل. Number one. Who read the last one? شيخنا. نعم. إبراهيم. First one.
لما دخلتم المطعم.
نعم. لما دخلتم المطعم. You gotta use the verb that's in the brackets over there. لنشرب. نعم. لنشرب. What would you like to drink? لنشرب العصير. نعم. Unless you want نشرب, يمكن نشرب الماء والشاي والقهوة. طيب. Next page. Page 124. Top of the page, number 2, Abdul Karim. نعم. لما خرجت من المدرسة. What does it mean?
For what did you go out of the school?
Why did you go out of the school? لما. يعني لما means the same thing as لماذا. لما خرجت من المدرسة. نعم.
خرجت لأشتري الكتاب.
نعم. خرجت لأشتري الكتاب. وخرجت من المدرسة لأشتري كتابا. Number 3. صلاح الدين.
لما ذهبت إلى قريتك يوم الجمعة.
نعم. لما ذهبت أنت إلى قريتك يوم الجمعة. What does it mean?
Why did you go to your city on يوم الجمعة?
Why did you go to your city or your village on يوم الجمعة? Answer.
ذهبت إلى قريتي يوم الجمعة.
نعم. لأزور أمي. خرجت إلى قريتي يوم الجمعة. يوم is what? منسوب. Why is it منسوب? مفهوم فيه ظرف الزمان. ذهبت إلى قريتي يوم الجمعة لأزور. لي لام التعليل. أزور مضارع منصوب. أمي. لأزور أمي. Number 4.
لما جحفتنا إلى المكتبة يا أخواتي.
نعم. لما ذهبتن إلى المكتبة يا أخوات. What does it mean? Yeah, why did you all ذهبتن. What form of the verb is this? Feminine plural, second person. ذهبتن أنتن. لما ذهبتن أنتن إلى المكتبة. نعم. Why did you all go to the مكتبة? What is مكتبة?
سلام
library or bookstore. Naam. Oh sisters, why did you all go to the library, oh sisters? Naam, linakra'u or? Lam al-ta'liq makes the mudari verb marfu' or mansub. Linakra'a. Naam. Dhahabna ila al-maktabati linakra'a al-Qur'an. Linakra'a al-kutuba or al-sahifa and so on. Naam. Number five.
إلى المدينة
منورة. لما جاء أخوك إلى المدينة المنورة or better than that إلى المدينة النبوية. It says منورة but we like to exchange it. المدينة النبوية. نعم city of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. نعم لما جاء أخوك إلى المدينة. Why did your brother come to Medina? لما جاء جاء أخي
ليدرس ليدرس القرآن.
طيب جاء أخي إلى المدينة النبوية ليدرس القرآن الكريم والحديث النبوية الشريفة النبوية الشريفة. نعم. Number six. إبراهيم.
لما خرج زميلك من الفصل.
نعم. لما خرج زميلك من الفصل. What does it mean? Why did your classmate leave out of the classroom? طيب. Why is زميلك مرفوع بالضمة? Because the فاعل. فاعل. فعل فاعل مفعول به. فعل خرج زميل فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. لما خرج زميلك من الفصل. نعم. Answer. ليغسل وجه is مفعول به وجه ها هو وجه ها هو نعم طيب نعم نعم خرج زميلي من الفصل ليغسل عليكم السلام ليغسل وجهه وليغسل يديه وليغسل قميصه or whatever. نعم. He went out, my classmate went out of the classroom to wash his face or his hands or whatever. Number seven. نعم. لما خلقنا الله خلقنا الله means خلقنا when you join it to لفظ الجلالة you say خلقنا الله تعالى لما خلقنا الله تعالى what does it mean
why
did Allah the Most High create us نعم Okay, give us the best one.
Okay, what I just want to do is, could I answer it like this? So that's my طيب. Point. I said, لِنَعْبُدُ the who?
Okay, it's possible, but it's no long vowel there. Don't say لِنَعْبُدُهُ. It's لِنَعْبُدُهُ. لِنَعْبُدَهُ. لِنَعْبُدَهُ.
Yeah, okay.
لِنَعْبُدَهُ. Now, you could say it like that. It's understood. The rest of the answer is understood.
Okay, but so the rest of it would be,
The other way would be خَلَقَنَا اللَّهُ.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. لِنَعْبُدَهُ.
نعم لِنَعْبُدَهُ. خَلَقَنَا اللَّهُ تَعَالَى لِنَعْبُدَهُ. لِنَعْبُدَهُ. Number 8. Salahuddin. نعم لما قام المدرس. What does it mean?
Why did the teacher stand?
نعم
قام المدرس ليكتب على السبورة.
نعم ليكتب على السبورة. قام المدرس ليكتب على السبورة. The teacher stood up what? To write on the board. نعم. Number 9.
لما تذهب إلى المكتب البريد الأمر.
One more time.
لما تذهب إلى المكتب البريد
إلى مكتب البريد. مضاف إليه.
بريد الأمر.
نعم. لما تذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن. What does it mean? Why are you going? مضاري. مكتب البريد. What is the مكتب البريد? Post office. نعم. Why are you going to the post office now? نعم. نعم. لأخذ رسالة برقية أو طرد أو أي شيء whatever you want going there for, right? لما تذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن؟ أذهب إلى مكتب البريد الآن لأخذ رسالة to pick up a letter or to pick up a برقية telegram and so on.
You say what was maktabu, right?
Ila maktabi al-baridi.
Harf ja.
Naam, ila maktabi al-baridi. Ila maktabi. Harf ja majroor, ism majroor. Al-baridi. Why is al-baridi majroor? Mudafun ilay. I heard you say mudaf ilay. Number 10. اللغة.
اللغة العربية. يا إخوانا.
نعم يا إخوانا. لما تدرسون اللغة العربية يا إخوانا؟ What does it mean? Anybody?
Why?
Yes. نعم. Why are you studying the Arabic language, oh brothers? الجواب. Answer.
نتدرسون.
Why are you all studying? They will say we are studying. ندرسو.
ندرسو.
What do we want to نفهم? لنفهم.
العربية.
طيب, it's possible. We are studying Arabic language in order to understand it. To understand the Arabic language. طيب. لما تدرسون اللغة العربية يا إخوانو؟ ندرس اللغة العربية لنفهم اللغة أو لنفهم القرآن الكريم أو لنفهم الإسلام أو whatever. نعم. Okay. Exercise number 10. Okay, this exercise that we just did, number 9 though, really the purpose of it is to really understand two things. Primarily, lam al-ta'lil, that when lam al-ta'lil is connected to a mudari verb, becomes mansub. Because of n that is hidden. The n that's hidden. And also in this exercise, we also saw the n and nasb, the n that makes a mudari verb mansub, clearly. أذهبوا أنا أذهبوا أو أنا أريد أن أدرس أن أدرس for example. So both of these are in this exercise, but mainly we're concerned what? لام التعليل, that when it enters upon a مضاري verb that it becomes منسوب. طيب, exercise number 10, تعمل ما يلي, consider, contemplate, reflect upon what follows. This is in reference to what? The verb أمكن يمكن. Okay, the verb يمكن. It's past tense, ماضي is أمكن. مضاري يمكن. And often it's used with a pronoun connected to it. يمكنك, يمكنني, يمكنكم, يمكننا, and so on. Alright, so we're going to read what follows, paying attention to the use of the verb يمكن. نعم. Musa, you want to read the first one?
Yeah.
نعم.
لا يمكنك, in brackets, لا يمكن أن تجلس هنا. هذا مقعد عثمان.
جيد. لا يمكنك, or you can say without the pronoun, you can say لا يمكن أن تجلس هنا. هذا مقعد عثمان. Why is it not necessary to use the pronoun لا يمكنك? Why you can leave off the ka and just say لا يمكن أن تجلس هنا? Why would we say it's permissible to leave off that ka? Yeah, we're speaking directly to someone, but how is it understood? If you take off the kaf, that means لا يمكنك, it's not possible for you. If we take off that kaf, how would we know that we're talking directly to an individual male?
It's because the verb.
Because what verb? Because the verb that follows it.
Right.
Antajlisa. Right. It becomes clear that you're talking to what? Anta.
Right.
Antajlisa. So the kaf here is extra. La yumkinuka antajlisa. You can just say la yumkinu antajlisa. You don't need the kaf. But if you use it, it's for extra emphasis. Okay, because the kaf here is understood in the verb that follows. Antajlisa anta. Antajlisa. So the meaning of it is what? La yumkinuka antajlisa huna. Huh? It is possible? لا يمكنك? It is not possible for you أن تجلس هنا, to sit here. هذا مقعد عثمان. Meaning? This is the Uthman seat. This is the seat of Uthman. And Uthman has fatah. Why? Because it's mamnu. Any word that's mamnu himself always takes fatah? Because it's مضاف إليه. And مضاف إليه has to be what? Has to be مجرور. But in this case, the sign that it's مجرور is فتحة. Because it's مَمْنُوْ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. نعم. Abdul Haq just went straight to مَمْنُوْ مِنَ الصَّرْفِ. He skipped the rest of the shortcut. Direct, huh? We want a direct flight to Mecca. No stopovers.
That's a good one.
نعم. Number 2. Ibrahim. نعم يمكنك, or you can leave off the calf, يمكن أن تخرج من الفصل الآن. What does it mean?
To exit from the class
It is possible for you to exit from the classroom, to go out of the class right now. Finish reading. Or you can say, يمكنك الخروج من الفصل الآن. What does that mean? It's possible for you to exit the classroom. What's the difference between these two sentences then?
One is talking directly saying takhruj, and one is the masdar al-khuruj is exiting.
Naam, in one of them we have the masdar al-mu'awwal. An takhruja. Masdar al-mu'awwal. Meaning the harf and nasb an plus the mudari verb. That's called masdar al-mu'awwal. In the other one we have the masdar itself, al-khuruj. Directly going directly to the point. The meaning of أن تخرج is the same as الخروج. Same meaning. One is with the مضارع verb with أن and the other one is with the مصدر. Okay, but the meaning is the same. So you can go either way. Both of them mean exactly the same thing. Now, number three.
هذه
المجلة مجلة مجلة 2 إلى بيتي. المجلة should it be what؟ مجلة
2
تا أو تي؟
تا.
أخذ is a verb, فعل.
Right.
هذه مفعول بي. المجلة بدل. نعم. So what does it mean? أيمكنني أن آخذ هذه المجلة إلى البيت. What does it mean?
Now, is
it possible that I take this magazine to the house? أيمكنني. The pronoun can be deleted here. You can just say أيمكنو because the يا المتكلم يمكنني is understood from the verb that follows. أيمكنو أن آخذ. آخذ means أنا. أنا آخذ. So you don't need the pronoun يمكنني. You don't need the ni here because you have it in the verb that follows. نعم. Number four. طيب أبي مريض جدا لا يمكنه أن يذهب إلى المصنع. What does it mean?
My father is very sick and it's not possible for him that he goes to the clinic.
What's المصنع?
Factory.
My father is very sick. It's not possible for him to go to the factory. Number five. Durhaq.
هذا يمكن
وهذا لا يمكن. هذا يمكن وهذا لا يمكن. What is the meaning?
This is possible. This is not possible.
Now, this is possible and this is not possible. This is possible. This is not possible. Okay. التمرين. Okay, this is just the verb أمكن يمكنه and how it's used. Sometimes the pronoun is connected to it. It's not really always necessary. It's just for confirmation. Otherwise, you can understand it from the verb that follows يمكن. نعم. تأمل الأمثلة لمنذ. Okay, here we're looking at what? The preposition منذ, which means what? Since. Okay? And we know that this preposition is always connected to a noun following it in idafa. So the noun that follows it is always going to be mudafun ilay majroor. Okay? Mundhu. And likewise, mudh, without the noon, has the same meaning and same function. Ta'ambal al amthila li mundhu. Tayyib, first one. Who read that? Sheikhna.
يوم الجمعة
يوم here is it مجرور منسوب Why is it مجرور مضافا إليه Because remember the word, the noun that follows منذ is always an إضافة So it's مضافا إليه مجرور Otherwise يوم normally it would be منسوب right Because of what مفعول فيه ظرف الزمان But here because it's following a preposition Preposition takes control and makes it مجرور ما رأيت محمدا منذ يوم الجمعة منذ يوم الجمعة What does it mean? Since? No, I have not seen Muhammad since. منذ يوم الجمعة. Since the day of Jumu'ah. Okay, next page. Page 125. Same exercise. Sentence number 2. Musa. Now.
هو غائب منذ أسبوعين.
هو غائب منذ أسبوعين. Meaning?
He is absent since a week.
For 1 week he has been absent. Number 3. نعم نسكن في هذا البيت منذ سنة نعم why is البيت مجرور بدل فهذا هذا is في محل جر بعد حرف جر طيب نسكن في هذا البيت منذ سنة it means Yeah, we are living in this house since a year. And we have been living here for 1 year. Number 4, Abdul Karim.
هو مريض هو مريض منذ رجوعه من بلده.
نعم هو مريض مريض منذ رجوعه من بلده What does it mean? رجوعه What does the meaning of رجوع?
Return
since, منذ since his return من بلده
Since he returned from this town
نعم or his country Number 5 Salahuddin.
أعرف هذا الشيخ منذ 5 سنوات.
نعم. أنا أعرف هذا الشيخ منذ 5 سنوات. 5 سنوات. Why don't we say منذ 5 سنوات? Why is it 5 instead of 5?
Because sana is feminine.
So the adad is aks al ma'adud. What does it mean? أعرف هذا الشيخ منذ 5 سنوات.
I know the Sheikh
since 5 years. I have known him for 5 years. نعم. طيب. Next exercise, number 12. تأمل ما يلي. This exercise is really basically just to begin to familiarize with the verb رأى in its مضارع form. يرى ترى أرى نرى It's not really the study of this verb It's an irregular verb Which we'll take in book 3 I don't think we'll see it in this book But anyway, it's introduction of this verb Which is an irregular verb Because it has a weak letter حرف إلا معتلة تأمل ما يلي هو يرى أنت ترى أنا أرى نحن نرى At least memorize these forms of the verb if you don't know all of them.
This is mudari.
It's mudari form. The madi form is ra'a. Ra'a. Ana ra'aytu. Huwa ra'a. That's madi. Mudari yara. Yara. Huwa yara. Anta tara. Ana ara. Nahnu nara. طيب. يضع المدرس أشياء على مكتبه. Meaning what? The teacher will put things on his desk. أو يرسم على السبورة أشياء. Or he will draw on the board some things. ويسأل كلا من الطلاب. And he will ask each of the students, ماذا ترى على المكتب؟ ماذا ترى؟ What do you see on the desk? Or ماذا ترى على السبورة؟ Or what do you see on the board? ويجيب الطالب, meaning the student will answer, ويقول, saying, أرى قلما كتابا ساعة, and so on. Okay, this one is a little bit different, difficult, but we'll have a couple of things here. Okay, ماذا ترى في يدي؟ أرى قلم قلما أرى قلما جيد. ماذا ترى بيدي؟ أرى نرى ساعة نرى ساعة. نعم. والآن ماذا ترى عندي؟ أرى نرى كتابا. نعم كتاب. نرى كتاب دروس اللغة العربية لغير الناطقين بها. نعم. الآن ماذا ترى على الأرض؟ أرى دفترا على الأرض. وهكذا. And like that it goes. Okay, أنا أرى, أنت ترى, نحن نرى, هو يرى, and so on. طيب. Okay, exercise number 13. Same thing, reflection, contemplate over what follows. And this is for the verb أرجو. I request. Literally, I hope. أرجو أن تسمح لي بالجلوس هنا. What does it mean? أرجو أن تسمح لي. I request أن تسمح. That you permit to allow لي, for me, بالجلوس هنا. Sitting here. Sitting here, to sit here. Master?
Yeah, master, right?
نعم. الجلوس is the master. نعم. أرجو أن تسمح لي. I request, I hope that you will permit to allow me to sit here. بالجلوس هنا. طيب. Number two. أرجو أن تسمح له بالخروج. What does it mean? أن تسمح له. نعم. I hope or request that you will permit to allow him
to exit,
to go out. Number three. أرجو أن تسمح لنا بالدخول.
I request that you let us enter.
نعم. I hope, I request that you will allow us or permit us to enter. أرجو أن تسمح لحامد بزيارتك. بزيارتك. What does it mean? I hope or I request that you allow Hamid to visit you. بزيارتك. يعني تسمح له بزيارتك. Okay, so this is just a pattern of how to use the verb أرجو with تسمح. سمح يسمح. طيب. Number 14. هذه أسماء
Fusul as-sanati. Asma Fusul as-sanati. What does this mean? Asma means names of the Fusul as-sana. Fasl. Fasl. What is the meaning of Fasl?
Classroom.
That's one of the meanings, but that's not the meaning here. Another meaning of Fasl. Sometimes a fasl could be a semester, it could be a chapter, a section in a book or something. But here the meaning of fasl is season. The seasons, the names of the seasons of the year. The seasons of the year. Ash-shita'u, number one, ash-shita'u means winter. Ar-rabi'u, spring. Ar-sayfu, summer. Al-kharifu, autumn or fall. Jayyid. Is anybody already familiar with these words? Okay, these are new words for some of us. But some of them we're familiar. Saif we had, right? Utlat al-Saif. Okay, Rabi', maybe we know about it. Rabi' Qalbi, when we had a supplication in the class, don't you remember? Rabi' Qalbi, the spring of my heart. Wa Nur al-Sadri, and the light of my chest. We had a supplication like that. Taib, al-Shita is the winter. May it go away. Naam. Taib, kalimat al-jadida. Utlatun. Okay, just give me the meaning of these words as I read to them. Utlatun.
Holiday.
Huh? Holiday. Holiday or vacation. Masru.
Egypt.
Ahlun.
Family
or people. Asha'un.
Dinner.
Naam. Zara yazuru.
To
visit. Baqiya yabqa. To remain. العام المقبل next year العام المقبل مقبل means the coming or the next one the next year هدوء quietly or calmly ظرف جمع ظروف what's ظرف okay an envelope نعم that's one of the meanings of it علاج علاج الطبيب healing or cure or treatment نعم بدأ يبدأ to start or to begin that's the word مبتدأ comes from this word مبتدأ comes from بدأ يبدأ the word that you begin the sentence with if it's a جملة اسمية بسق يبسق بسق يبسق means to spit الذباب fly جمعه ذبان طيب إعلاق إعلان إعلان that is an إعلان over there on the wall إعلان no it's on the board the إعلان you put on the wall or on the board someplace Huh? Like a flyer, it's an announcement. إعلان, announcement. إعلان. طيب, ضوضاء. ضوضاء. Noisy. يعني ruckus. The opposite of هدوء. ضوضاء. سمح يسمح. To permit or to allow. أمكن يمكن. Possible, now. Okay, any questions about this lesson? Basically, we went over this lesson last week, and we did most of the exercises, really, the critical exercises last week, and inshallah you had a chance to review it. What we want to do now, in the time that's remaining, we want to look at the key and the points that are for the next lesson, lesson number 18. Okay, we have in this lesson a number of points. Okay, some of it is related to what we had before, some of it is brand new, some of them are major points, and some of them are minor points. But the first point is the most important point. It's related to what we had before. In one of the lessons, few lessons back, we dealt with the mudari verb. Remember when we started dealing with the mudari verb, and we talked about the different forms of the mudari verb, and we talked about some forms of the mudari verb
We know that it's man marfoon because of the dhamma, right? But there are other forms of the mudari verb that don't take dhamma, but they have a noon at the end. So we said if that noon is there, that means it's marfoon, thubut an noon. And we said if it's removed, hadf an noon, that means it's not marfoon. That is either mansoob or majroor. Okay, so now we want to look at the mudari verb when it's mansoob in this lesson. But we already are familiar with this because we talked about it back in that lesson when we started dealing with the mudari verbs. We said that when the noon is there, thubut an noon, it's marfoon. But if that noon is removed, then we say that it is either mansoob or, what did I say? I didn't say majroor, did I? It's either mansoob or majzoom. Majzoom. I think I might have said majroor, but in any case, it's majzoom. Okay? I think so. Verbs are not majroor, but they're either marfoon or mansoobun or majzoom. Fadu, akhi. Fadu. Alright, so that's the first thing that we want to deal with in this lesson, and that's the most important thing in this lesson. The other things can also benefit, but this is the most important matter. Please, if you didn't get it fully when we took it the last time, in this lesson here, please try to make sure that you understand it. Why are we looking at something mansub now? Because now we saw the harf and nasb, N masdariya. And that N, we said, makes a mudari verb mansub. So if it's certain forms of the verb, when it's mansoob, we're not going to see fatta as we saw in the previous lesson. But now we're going to see the other forms of the verb that won't take fatta when they're mansoob, but rather it will remove the noon. That's what we want to look here. And also if the verb is majzoom, because of lam, okay, then also we will see the noon being deleted. So when the noon is deleted, it can either be an indication that it's mansoob, or it could be an indication that it's majzoom. Okay, N makes it mansoob, lam makes it majzoom. Lam or lamma and some other matters also that we'll see as we go along. Okay, in this lesson number 18, key, English key in the back of the book, page 61. Point number one, it says in this lesson we learn the following. Point number one, we have learnt in the previous lesson that the mudari is mansoob after N, and it's also mansoob after lam at-ta'lil. Lam at-ta'lil. The following four forms of the mudari have dhamma ending in the marfu form, and fatha ending in the mansoob form. Which forms is that? Yadhabu, tadhabu, adhabu, and nadhabu. The following four forms, which represent actually five forms. Because tadhabu is used twice, right? Anta tadhabu and hiya tadhabu. So even though there are four forms here, they represent five forms of the verb. Five. Okay? Now there are three more that have the noon that we're talking about, that either it's there or it's deleted, right? That makes eight. And then there are two more forms of the verb that they don't take fatta, nor do we move the noon. Those two forms are mabniyun, antunna and hunna. Okay, those are mabniyun. The verb forms that come with them, antunna. What do you say? Tazhabna. Or hunna yazhabna. It's mabniyun. Okay, mabniyun ala sukoon. And it's connected to noon and niswa. So we have 10 forms here that we're looking at. We're not looking at the duals. But of those 10 forms, we have 5 that take fatta if they're mansoob. We have 3 that have hadf and noon when they're mansoob. And we have 2 that are mabniyun. Naam. Okay. So as far as the four forms that represent 5 here, we have yadhabu, huwa yadhabu. If it's N before it, we say N yadhaba, becomes mansoob. Then we have anta tadhabu. If it has N before it, N tadhaba, becomes mansoob. We have ana adhabu, with N becomes N adhaba. And we have nahnu nadhabu, with N nadhaba. And the same thing will happen with lam at-ta'lil. لِيَذْهَبَا لِتَذْهَبَا لِأَذْهَبَا لِنَذْهَبَا. The forms of the mudari ending in noon drop the noon after n. For example, tazhabina, which represents what? Second person, feminine, singular. Anti tazhabina. If it has n before, it becomes what? An tazhabi. It's mansub. The sign that is mansub is hazf and noon. Hazf and noon. And then we have tazhabuna. Antum. Second person, masculine plural. Antum tazhabuna. If you have n before, it becomes mansub. An tazhabu. The noon is deleted. And then you have yazhabuna. Hum yazhabuna. If you have n before it, an yazhabu. If it is mansub, the noon is deleted. In these forms, the sign of the verb being marfu'un is the presence of the noon. In which forms? Anti tazhabina, antum tazhabuna, and hum yazhabuna. In these forms, the sign of the verb being marfu'un is the presence of the noon, thubut and noon. And that of being mansub is the omission of the noon. And the sign that is mansub is what? Hazf and noon. Okay, so we have five forms. The four that they mention here, and one of them is doubled, anta tazhabu and hiya tazhabu. There are five forms of the verb that take fatha when it mansub. We have three forms, that is hazf and noon, and two remaining that are mabniyun. In these forms, the sign of the verb being marfu' is the presence of the noon, and that of being mansub is the omission of the noon. Here are some more examples. Mada turidina an tashrabi ya aminatu. Mada turidina. What do you want to drink? Mada turidina an tashrabi. An makes tashrabina mansub, and the sign that is mansub is hazf and noon. The noon is deleted. Second example. Aina turiduna an tadhhabu ya ikhwanu. Where do you want to go, brothers? Aina turiduna an tadhhabu. Originally it's what? Antum tadhhabuna. But because of an, it becomes mansub. The sign is mansub is hadf and noon. Third example. Yuriduna an yakhruju min al-fasli. They want to go out of the class. Yuriduna أي يخرجوا. يخرجوا is originally هم يخرجون. But if it's منصوب بأن أو بلي لام التعليل, then it becomes حذف. The sign that is منصوب is حذف النون. From these three forms, أنتم تذهبون, هم يخرجون, and أنت تشربين. حذف النون is the sign that is منصوب, and as we'll see later on, it's also the sign that it could be majzoom if there's lam before. The two forms yadhhabna and tadhhabna remain unchanged after n and after lam and after anything else. It always remains unchanged. For example, you say aturidna an tasma'na al-akhbara ya akhawatu. Aturidna أن تسمعنا الأخبار يا أخوات. Do you want to listen to the news, oh sisters? أن تسمعنا, because this form of the verb تسمعنا, أنتن تسمعنا, is مبني على سكون, so أن doesn't change it. لم doesn't change it. لي doesn't change it. Nothing changes it. It remains the same all the time. And likewise, تريد الطالبات أن يجلسنا في ال حديقتي. The female students want to sit in the garden. تريد الطالبات أن يجلسنا. أن makes the verb mansub, but here يجلسنا, يعني هن يجلسنا, is مبني على السكون, so it doesn't change. And the noon at the end is noon النسوة, the noon that indicates feminine plurality. Okay, so we have five forms of verbs that take fatha when it's mansub. Three forms that hazf and noon, the noon is deleted when it's mansub, and we have two forms that are mabniyun, they do not change. This is very, very important, fundamental in reference to the mudari verbs. Okay, so when it's marfu'un, we know it takes dhamma, or the noon is present, and two of them are mabniyun. And if it is mansub, as we're seeing in this lesson, or majzum, as we will see later,
the noon is deleted or changed to fatha or sukoon. We'll deal with the majzoom later. Okay, point number two, page 62, English key in the back of the book. Point number two, sa'ati kasa'atika. Sa'ati kasa'atika. My watch is like your watch. Sa'ati is my watch, right? Ka is a harf jar. Preposition. The word ka is a preposition. And the noun following it is majroor. That's why you say sa'ati ka sa'atika. Sa'atika. Sa'ati is majroor with kasra because of kaf. The kaf, which is harf jar. Sa'ati ka sa'atika. My watch is like your watch. It means the kaf here, ka, it means like. Here are some more examples. هذا البيت كالمسجد. This house is like the masjid or like a masjid. ك المسجد. هذه القهوة كالماء. This coffee is ك like water. نعم. Yeah. This preposition, kaf, is not used with pronouns directly. So we do not say, ana kahu. Kahu. That is, I am like him. You can't connect it directly to a pronoun. Like you can connect li, for example, lahu, or fi, fihi. You can't connect it directly to a pronoun. In such cases, where you have a pronoun to be connected to it, the word mithlu or ka mithli is added between the preposition and the pronoun. Ana ka mithlihi. Ana ka mithlihi. So whenever, if you wanted to say ka hu, you can't say ka hu. So you have to put mithl in between. You say ka mithli hi. Ka mithlihi. Mithli becomes majrur or kasra because of the kaf. And then the who becomes he because of whatever who is preceded by kasra, or whom is preceded by kasra, you change who to he, and whom to him. Naam. So, ana kamithlihi, I am like him. Huwa kamithli, he is like me. And Allah said in the Quran what? Laysa kamithlihi shay'un, wa huwa as-sami'ul basir. Ka mithlihi. Naam.
What was the other word that we had? The other word that we used back in another lesson was they look like your brother.
Ka'annahu.
Ka'annahu.
Naam. The harf ka'anna. Naam. طيب, number three. Point number three. Arju an la ta'khudna. An la تأخذنا هذه الأشياء كلها أرجو أن لا تأخذنا أرجو means I request or I hope أن لا تأخذنا that you do not take هذه الأشياء I hope or I request that you do not take these things كلها كلها is the word that we will look at here I hope you will not take these things كلها. كل all is used for emphasis.
Its things.
Huh?
Its things.
Not its things. No. الأشياء هذه الأشياء these things, right? You want to emphasize all of them. So you use the word كل. كلها has referring back to things. كلها. I hope you will not take these things. Meaning, I hope you will not take all of them. كلها. كل all is used for emphasis. In Arabic, it is called تأكيد. The word كل is connected to the مؤكد. That is the word it emphasizes with a pronoun. What is the word it's emphasizing in this sentence? الأشياء. It's connected to it by what? By the pronoun ها, which refers back to أشياء. أشياء is plural. غير عاقل. So the pronoun that refers to it, what feminine singular ha? So the ha here is connecting the kullu back to al ashya. These things. Okay? Kullaha.
Which is ta'keed, right?
Yeah, kullu is used for ta'keed. ta'kid means yani to emphasize or to confirm, for emphasis. Emphasis. If you say, I hope you will not take these things, but I want to emphasize that, I mean, I hope you will not take all of them. All of them. So I say kullaha. Okay, the word kulla is connected to the mu'akkad, yani the thing that it is emphasizing, with a pronoun. For example, hadara at-tullabu, kulluhum, all the students attended. If you just said hadara at-tullab, that means the students attended. You assume that it means all of them attended. Hadara at-tullab. But I want to make sure it's clear that I mean all of them. So I say kulluhum. Hadara at-tullab, kulluhum. If he said hadara at-tullab, it means the students attended. But when you say kulluhum, means all of them, every single one of them. That's for emphasis. Okay, otherwise you understand the students attended means they all attended. Hadra tullab. Notice tullabu is marfu'un, right? So kulluhum, kullu is what? Marfu'un. Because it's connected to the mu'akkad, the thing that is emphasizing. Okay? Kharajat at-talibatu kulluhunna. All the female students went out. Kharajat at-talibatu. The female students went out. But when you say kulluhunna, it's emphasizing all of them went out. And hunna is the pronoun that connects kullu to the mu'akkad. What is the mu'akkad? At-talibat. Talibat is feminine singular. I mean feminine plural. So the pronoun that's connecting kullu to it has to be feminine plural, hunna, kulluhunna. Qara'tu al-kitaba kullahu. I read the book completely. Qara'tu al-kitaba, I read. If somebody says I read the book, you assume they read it, right? The whole book. But you want to emphasize and confirm and affirm that you mean the whole book. So you say kullahu. Kulla here is mansub. Why? Kulla. Why is it kulla? Because the mu'akkad that is confirming, that is emphasizing, is mansub, is the maf'ulun bi. Qara'tu al-kitaba. Al-kitaba is maf'ulun bi mansub. So, kullu, which is emphasizing it, is also mansub. Kulla. Okay, in the same way that kharajat at-talibatu. At-talibatu is marfu'un. So, kullu hunna. Kullu is marfu'un. And in the last example, bahathtu anhu fil madrasati kulliha. I searched for him in the whole school. Bahathtu anhu, I searched for him fil madrasati. I searched for him in the school. But I want to emphasize, I mean in the whole school. So I say what? Kulliha. Al madrasati is majroor with kasra, right? So kullu, which is emphasizing al madrasa, is also majroor with kasra. Madrasati kulliha, and the pronoun that connects the kullu to the madrasa, the mu'akkad, is ha, because what? It's connecting it to al madrasa, which is feminine, singular. Alright, so notice, this is very important. Two things I want you to notice. Hadara at-tullabu kulluhum. At-tullabu is marfoon, kullu is marfoon. The pronoun that connects kullu to tullab is hum, because tullab is what? Masculine plural. So hum is the pronoun that's masculine plural connecting kullu to tullab. Kharajat at-talibatu. Talibatu is marfoon. Kullu hunna. Kullu is marfoon. And hunna is the pronoun that connects kullu to talibat. Talibat is feminine plural. So hunna is feminine plural. Qara'tu al-kitaba. Al-kitaba is mafoolun bi mansoob wa fatta. So kulla, which is emphasizing al-kitaba, is also mansub with fatta, and who is the pronoun that's connecting the kullu to al-kitab. Kitab is masculine, singular, so the pronoun masculine singular who is used here. And finally, bahathtu anhu fil madrasati kulliha. Al-madrasati is majroor with kasra, so kulli is also majroor with kasra. And ha is the pronoun connecting the kullu to madrasa. Madrasa is feminine singular, so ha is the pronoun feminine singular. So these are two things you have to pay attention to. Kullu, when you use it, it has to be in the same case i'rab, of the thing that it is confirming. And also, it has to have a pronoun connected to it that connects it to the mu'akkad. If the mu'akkad is feminine singular, the pronoun should be feminine singular. If the mu'akkad is masculine plural, the pronoun should be masculine plural. Unless it is ghayra aqil, then all ghayra aqil plurals will be referred back to by what? Feminine singular. Bahathtu anhu. Bahathtu means I searched for him. Bahathtu anhu. I searched for him. An is always used with the verb bahatha. Bahatha an. I searched for something. Fil madrasati, in the school, kulliha, all of it, the whole of the school. Note that the word kullu is in the same case as the mu'akkad. And also note, and it doesn't say that here, but also note that, I mean, it does say it earlier, we mentioned it. Also note that the pronoun that connects kullu to the mu'akkad should be, yani, following that mu'akkad, masculine, feminine, singular, plural, and so on. Okay, the fourth point, the vocative particle, harf al-nida. The harf al-nida is ya. For example, ya bilalu, ya rajulu. This is called what? Harf al-nida, the vocative ya. When ya is used with a noun having alif lam, when ya is used with a noun having alif lam, the word ayyaha or ayyuha is inserted between ya and the noun. It's inserted between what? Ya and the noun. In other words, for example, you do not say ya an-nasu. Because what? Because an-nas has alif lam. So you have to put ayyuha in between ya and an-nas. So you say ya ayyuhan-nasu. Ya ayyuha ar-rajulu. You don't say ya ar-rajulu. Ya ar-rajulu. But you have to put ayyuha in between it. Otherwise, if there was not alif lam, you can say ya rajulu. Ya rajulu. Ya nasu. But you say an-nasu, you have to put ayyuha. Ya ayyuhan nas. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. And so on, like this. Now, so what's the rule here? The rule here is that harf al-nida ya, if the noun following it has alif lam, you have to put ayyuha in between them. That's it, basically.
The word is ayyaha, and
down is ayyuha. No, it should be ayyuha. It should be ayyuha. Yes, mistake. Ayyuha. Ya ayyuha. Type number 5. Hayya bina. Hayya bina. Come along. It is called ismu al-fi'li, a verbal noun. Ismu al-fi'li. That is, it is a noun that has the force of a verb. It's a noun, but it has the meaning of a verb. So it's called the ism fi'l. A noun that has the meaning of a fi'l, a verb. A verbal noun. So this is an expression. Hayya bina, hayya bina. If you're ready to go and your companions are lagging around, you say hayya bina. Let's get out of here. Let's go. Hayya bina. Here are some more examples for ismu al-fi'li. Ismu al-fi'li. Ahi. I feel pain. A person says ahi. That means it's an expression of the experience that a person is experiencing pain. Uffin. That means I'm bored. I'm bored. Or I dislike. Or I'm dissatisfied. Or I'm not pleased with something. Uff. And also, Ameen. Which means, it's a noun, but it has the meaning of a verb. It has the meaning of istijab. Answer. Yani, accept my prayer. Ameen. Okay, so these are verbal nouns.
So this is like
these are nouns that have the meaning of a verb.
This is like the example of
Abdul Fatiha. Yeah, we say Ameen. That means, oh Allah, accept. Okay, it's like you're asking Allah to accept. You're requesting acceptance. But it's in the form of a noun, though it has the meaning of a verb. Okay, number six. Albatu al-halwa hadihi. This tin of sweets. Yani, alba is like a little container. Okay, it could be a metal container or whatever. Like a little can or something. Albatu al-halwa hadihi. Notice here, we have seen in book one that hadha al-kitabu means this book, right? I'm saying here, if we don't have alif lam there, we say hadha kitabun, that's a sentence, right? This is a book. But if you have alif lam, it's no longer a sentence. It now becomes bedal, right? You say hadha al-kitabu means this book. Here, the point that we want to remember is that when you have this expression, the ism ishara, with a noun that has alif lam, the meaning of hadha al-kitabu will be this book. But if we want to say this book of history, this book of history. Now, book of history is mudaf mudaf ilay, right? Will be mudaf mudaf ilay. The beginning of the sentence, hadha al-kitab, we can't use this in an idafa construction, right? Because the mudafun never takes alif lam. So the alif lam here in hadha al-kitab, originally if you want to say this book of history, if you want to put it in idafa, you can't do it. Because al-kitab, in the expression hadha al-kitab, al-kitab is the mudafun. And the mudafun can't take alif lam. So for this reason, in this construction, hadha comes at the end. Because we cannot say هذا الكتاب التاريخ to connect الكتاب to tariq and idafa. You can't do that. So we say here كتاب كتاب التاريخ and put هذا at the end instead of هذا الكتاب التاريخ. Okay? Since كتاب is مضاف and so it cannot take alif lam, we cannot say هذا الكتاب التاريخ. So we say كتاب التاريخ مضاف مضاف إليه and put هذا at the end instead of in the beginning. Okay, so this is a little bit like unusual construction for us. We haven't really seen it. Maybe we might have seen it somewhere once or twice, but really we didn't discuss it. Okay, why it is like this. But this is the reasoning. If you want to say this book of history, this idafa construction of book of history cannot take place if the mudafun has alif lam, so we take off the alif lam, we put it in idafa construction and put hadha at the end. Here are more examples. Qalamu ar-risasi hadha. Okay, qalamu ar-risasi is idafa construction, right? A pen of lead, or a lead pen, or a pencil. But literally, it's an idafa construction. Qalamu ar-risasi, the pen of lead. So if you were to say this pen of lead, or in short, you can say this pencil, then this is the construction you use. قلم الرصاصي هذا. Likewise, غرفة النوم is the idafa construction. غرفة النوم literally means what? The room of sleep. The sleeping room or bedroom. We call it bedroom. But literally it's what? The room of sleeping. غرفة النوم. So, in this kind of construction, if we want to use hadihi, we have to put it at the end. Ghurafatu naumi hadihi. Ghurafatu naumi hadihi. And likewise, sa'atuka hadihi jamilatun. Sa'atuka hadihi. This watch of yours is beautiful. Sa'atuka is an idafa construction, right? This watch of yours. Sa'atuka. And you put hadihi after it. This watch of yours, jamilatun, is beautiful. And finally, خُذْ كِتَابِي هَذَا. خُذْ كِتَابِي وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ. خُذْ كِتَابِي هَذَا. كِتَابِي is the idafa construction, right? It's kitab and the damir, ya al-mutakallam, first person, ana. خُذْ كِتَابِي وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامُ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ هَذَا. The book of minds, or my book. Take the book of minds, this book of minds, take this book of minds, okay? Anyway, the point here that we're trying to make is that if you want to use an idafa construction and you have an ism ishara, the ism ishara comes at the end of it. Because the ism ishara, when it's used with a noun that has alif lam,
then it will come immediately before it. But if you have Idhafa, then you can't use the Alif Lam, so it has to come after it. So it's just replacing the Ism Ishara from the beginning to the end whenever you have an Idhafa construction and you want to use the Ism Ishara. Okay, so these are the points in this lesson. And I think all of them are relatively clear. Of course, the most important of them is the mudari verb. This is something that requires any careful attention. Okay, let's look at the vocabulary just quickly. Vocabulary on page 64. Sayyidun, Sayyid means gentleman or mister. Yeah, it's a title of respect. Sir, mister, gentleman, like this. Sayyid, and the feminine of it is what? Sayyidatun. Okay, Utla al-Sayfi means the summer holidays. Utla means a holiday or vacation. And a Sayf means the summer. Unwanun means what? An address. Or, Unwan al-Kitab means? Would it be the address of the book? What would be the Unwan al-Kitab? The title. Unwan means address, but in some places, if it's with a book, it means the title. The Unwan. If somebody says, Ma anwan al-kitab, what is the title of the book? Or ma anwanuhu. If somebody, you tell them about a book and they want to get it, they said ma al-unwan, what is the title? Don't think they mean what is the address of the book. Taib, aadatun means what? Habit, an aada, and habit.
What's the plural of
aada? Aadat. Aadat. Feminine sound plural. Muthafun. Muthaf is a museum. Ulbatun, a packet or tin, container. Malabis, clothes or clothing. Hadikatul Hayawanat means literally the park of the animals or the zoo. Hadika is a park or a garden, and Hayawanat is the plural of Hayawan, animals. Hadikatul Hayawanat. Alright, this is the end of this. Okay, anyway, we can do the the dialogue next week, inshallah. So for homework, please go over the exercises that we did from lesson 17 that we finished, and look, reread the key for lesson 18, and read the dialogue a few times. And inshallah, in the next class, we'll start. Somebody remind me, we'll start with the dialogue. And we'll do the first few questions. How many questions are here? 7, 8, 9. There's only 9. Maybe we'll do all of them, inshallah. Try to do for homework as many of the exercises as you can. In the next class, inshallah, we'll try to read the dialogue and do as many exercises as possible. Hopefully, we'll be able to finish it. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.